From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syria and Russia say two Israeli warplanes operating in Lebanese airspace carried out an attack early today on an airbase in central Syria. At least 14 died. This follows President Trump naming Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iran as responsible for a deadly chemical attack in eastern Ghouta. Tom Bossert, the White House Home Security and Counterterrorism Advisor, on possible U.S. response.
Yeah, I wouldn't take anything off the table. These are horrible photos. We're looking into the attack at this point. The State Department put out a statement last night, and the President's senior National Security Cabinet have been talking with him and with each other all throughout the evening and this morning, and myself included.
U.N. Security Council meeting today about that chemical attack. President Trump has sounded an optimistic note about the prospect of a looming trade war with China. In a tweet, he predicted China would take down its trade barriers because it's the right thing to do. Steve Mnuchin is the U.S. Treasury Secretary.
Our objective is to continue to have discussions with China. We want to have free and fair reciprocal trade. We're just looking for our companies and our workers to have a level playing field.
The threats Washington and Beijing have lobbed at each other in recent days have rattled world stock markets with wide swings of hundreds of points in stock indexes. South Korean prosecutors say they have indicted former President Lee Myung-bak on bribery, embezzlement, and other charges. Lee's indictment today came 3 days after his successor, Park Geun-hye, was sentenced to 24 years in prison for a separate corruption scandal. Lee has been at a Seoul detention center since his arrest last month. This is VOA News. One U.S. official says North Korea has told the United States for the first time it is prepared to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meets with President Trump. That meeting's supposed to take place by May, following an upcoming summit between Kim and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban wins a third straight term in office. That story now from Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
In Sunday elections, his one-issue anti-immigration campaign secured his party a strong majority in parliament. Early results show his Fidesz party took two-thirds of the seats. Orban's image struck a chord with millions of voters, especially in rural areas. That of a savior of Hungary's Christian culture standing against a tide of Muslim migration into Europe. Pollsters predicted a high turnout could have meant Orban losing a parliament majority, but these polls saw a 70% turnout, more than the past three votes. The win and the high turnout could empower Orban to push for a Central European alliance against migration policies held by the European Union. Orban opposes deeper EU integration and, along with Poland, has been a fierce critic of Brussels' policy on migrants.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin held private meetings with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro over the weekend. Durbin is the author of a recent Senate resolution condemning Maduro's use of food as a tool of political coercion. He said he took time to walk through parts of Caracas, seeing the downtrodden faces of residents struggling to feed themselves. The trip came as the Trump administration weighs an embargo on Venezuela's oil shipments on top of sanctions already imposed on dozens of officials.
At this point, I don't know what the next step would be in sanctions, but I do know that unless we pinpoint them and zero in on personal sanctions, which I think are appropriate and I endorse, and make those who are the most likely architects of this horrible regime and those who may be profiting from its corruption pay the price, I don't know what the alternatives would be beyond.
Senator Durbin, returning to Washington, shared details of his trip with his colleagues in Congress. Series of shallow earthquakes shook parts of western Japan today, one quake measuring a magnitude of 5.8, causing strong shaking in parts of Shimane Prefecture, that's on the Sea of Japan coast. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg will hold meetings with some U.S. lawmakers this week, one day before he's due to appear at a congressional hearing. On the table will be a political consultants group use of private customer data. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.